With 4 weeks to go before the official handover of power in Iraq, the new interim government held its first formal meeting today. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, who helped put the new government together, is calling on Iraqis to accept their leaders. For their part, Iraqi citizens are hoping for a more stable and secure country, and hoping maybe even to get the lights back on. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
There's already a joke going around about Iraq's interim president, Ghazi al-Yawar. Part of his first name sounds like the term for propane gas that's widely used to fuel stoves here. What did we get a gas guy for? The joke goes, we need electricity. All kidding aside, many Iraqis, like this man, Mazen Mohammed, says Yawar has one very good attribute, his tribal connections.
The most important thing, that is Ajil al-Yawar, is a sheikh, and I know his tribes very well. So the choice of al-Yawar is a good sign.
The Shamar tribe is huge and includes both Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Some observers of Iraq's political process say tribal ties are the one thing Iraq's new prime minister, Ayad Alawi, lacks. Alawi was selected for Iraq's most powerful new job without too much dispute. But until yesterday, when the government was announced, there was a tug of war over who would be president, Ghazi Yawar, or the reputed U.S. favorite, former diplomat Adnan Pachichi. Ismail Zaire, a newspaper editor, is close enough to the man who won that he may become an advisor to Yawar. He says four members of Iraq's governing council, including two Kurdish politicians and the new prime minister, met Pachichi late Monday night to ask him to withdraw.
And he, of course, discussed then they find a way out for him, save his face. Next morning, they will have an open session, a complete session with the Bremer, and they will offer him the presidency, and he will say, thank you very much. I appreciate what you do, but I cannot accept it for my health reasons, something like that. And they applaud it for him, and then they will turn it to Ghazi Yawar.
Pachichi confirms the visit, but says he'd already made up his mind he wouldn't take the job. Although he believes he is the best candidate, the process was too divisive, he said. Pachichi says Kurds and conservative Shia united against him, an alliance he finds odd. Newspaper editor Zaire says Pachichi just wasn't the right man for the job.
Very, very, very gentle, good gentleman, and very well experienced, and good diplomat, and good Arabic relations. But it's a way of weighing the duties you have to do and how you will work with it. Those guys, the Kurds, Shiis, felt that they can deal with the big issues with a man like Ghazi.
Zaire said Iraq's most influential Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, sent a letter congratulating Ghazi. It's clear that the selection of Iraq's president took intense negotiations. The UN envoy deeply involved, Lakhdar Brahimi, wouldn't talk about the details. He does say that one drawback to this government is that it's not elected. Still, Brahimi urged Iraqis to give their new leaders a chance.
If people stop to reflect on today's realities, I very much hope that they will see that even though this government may not reflect everything they had hoped for, it was the best outcome that was possible at this time.
There is plenty to do, starting with security. Another car bomb in Baghdad killed several Iraqis and injured more today. Fighting flared again in Kufa in the south. And late today, huge explosions were heard at a U.S. military base outside the northern city of Kirkuk. A U.S. military spokesman said a rocket hit the base and the fire spread to an arms depot. Besides peace, Iraqis say they want jobs and basic services. Mohammed Abdul Razak, a grocery shop owner, thinks the interim government is at least better than the U.S.-appointed governing council.
It is better than the governing council, because before, they don't have any authority. They were always caught between the CPA and the people. But this government is independent.
Not yet. Even after June 30th, when the U.S. hands over power, the interim Iraqi government will likely have some limits to its sovereignty. The government had its first cabinet meeting today. One topic was how to influence discussions at the United Nations on a new Iraq resolution. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.